I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food. This is Side Dish, a special bonus podcast where we explore recipes with some of our favorite chefs. Cookbook author David Leet, author of The New Portuguese Table, joins us for his side dish story. Hi, David.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm great. I understand that you have an interesting Thanksgiving stuffing recipe and that there's a story behind it.
Actually, there is, and it's a very touching story for me when I was researching my book. Growing up in Fall River, Massachusetts, one of the things that I always remembered was my grandmother, my mother's mother, would always make this recheio, which is stuffing. It's Portuguese for stuffing. And we would have it many times in the year, but especially on Thanksgiving. And it is a bread-based stuffing that has sausage in it. And the sausage is more like an andouille. It's hot. And it's red. It's got a lot of paprika and a lot of wine in it. And I was always addicted to that as a child growing up. And we use it in many different forms. And my godmother, my mother's brother's wife, who was half Portuguese, would make a potato and pork sausage stuffing. Now, that sausage was more of what we think of like Italian sausage, where it's not red. It's more like an Italian sausage, but sweet. And these two stuffings would reside on our table, and none of us ever gave a second thought as to why there are two different stuffings, and everyone's basically Portuguese here, and we would have these great Thanksgivings. So when I went to Portugal, and I lived there for most of 2007 when I was researching the book, one of the things I discovered is when they make turkey, now of course they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Portugal, but they do have turkeys. It's called Peru, which means Peru, and so you kind of get an idea where the turkey came from. And I was so surprised to find out, have two different kinds of stuffings. One is a bread-based stuffing with sausage, and one is a potato-based stuffing with sausage. And what was so touching for me was I had traveled practically halfway around the world to discover that things my family did, just because they had been taught that, it actually connected us to a place, to a latitude and longitude, an emotional and also physical latitude and longitude of this tradition back in the old country. And it brought everything full circle. When I told my mom, my grandmother is dead now, and so is my aunt, the story, both of us cried, because we suddenly realized we had these sense of roots that kind of landed our Thanksgiving dinner in a way it never did before.
And do you continue in these footsteps? Do you have the two stuffings at your Thanksgiving dinner?
I do. When we had it, we rotate with friends, so I think it's every other year now, or maybe every 3 years now, because we have so many friends who want to have Thanksgiving dinner. The last time I had it at our house, I had the potato and the sausage, and I had the bread and the sausage, and they both went and completely emptied the bowl, and I love them both.
Oh, that's such a great story. Thank you, David.
Sure.
That was David Leet sharing his Thanksgiving side dish story with us. We'll have a link to him at our website and recipes, I hope, at kcrw.com/goodfood.